This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
It wouldn't be Tom and Jess if we didn't have our favourite politician, the northern member of the metropolitan area for the Victorian Parliament. It is, of course, Fiona Patten. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, lovely Tom and lovely Jess. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. But look, I want to start
You're
off...
You're not together, though, are you?
No, I'm sitting
We're
in the studio all
separated.
By myself.
And I got to sleep in.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you guys...
Are we both dressed?
Well, I'm dressed because I had to come into the studio today, but I have done the show last week or the week before in bed and, you know, in my pyjamas, which are basically nothing, naked, yeah.
I'm wearing a bra, Fiona, because it's the only way I can take myself seriously for this. Yeah. So that's the first time in 2 weeks. So that's...
I carried my handbag yesterday for the first time in weeks and it was... Quite,
that's pretty bad quite, that segged my bra wearing segged you into thinking of a handbag holding. They're not that bad, Fiona, but thanks a lot.
I'm so glad Fiona made that joke because I was going to. Yeah. Look, Fiona, before we get in, I do want to say thank you. For the last 2 years, we have asked every politician in the country, especially Victoria. You have been the only one that's been willing to come into this lovely community radio station because the LGBTIQA family, we have suffered under laws and regulations for many years, and it's been such a joy to actually have you come in here and explain to us what the hell goes on up there.
No, I've really enjoyed it, and it was always lovely to have an early morning start in the very happy, joyful studios.
Oh, thank you. Look, we are in lockdown, but let's talk about isolation. Now, whereabouts are you? Are you also in isolation, or are we calling Parliament, is that an essential service?
Well, frankly, I think it should be an essential service. Some oversight and scrutiny during this time, is necessary. However, we're not, and I have been at home.
Yeah.
All my family is interstate, so I'm here on my own. I know. Well, I've adopted a dove. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the dove wants to be adopted, but so it's kind of been interesting to me. I've been, I'm so used to like leaving the house at dawn and getting home to go to bed, and now I'm here a lot.
Look, Fiona, I mean, we're talking about that with Parliament, and we are in some very trying times, and there is money being spent left, right and centre, which is what we need to do to keep our economy, our health system, to keep people going. But I'm a bit concerned about where's the oversight? We're not, I've noticed, and it's been federal as well as state, usually a lot of times when we come to these things, they try to get a bipartisan people on these boards, so when decisions and money is being spent, it is actually across the board. Is that happening up in there in Spring Street?
It's not yet, Tom, and I really hope that it does. And I too have concerns because we are giving police some of the most extraordinary powers that we have ever given them. In fact, on my very quiet little street, there's a paddy wagon parked out the front and there's two police officers walking around.
Yeah, but sweetheart, they know what you'd probably get up to. Yeah. But if they've ever read your biography.
But we have given our police extraordinary powers, and I'm not to say that that's not unwarranted, but we do have to keep an eye on it. And you're absolutely right. We are spending billions of dollars in Victoria. Again, very necessary. However, there does need to be oversight and scrutiny. And Parliament has always provided that, and particularly the upper house.
Yeah.
That is a house of review that is to review what the government does, because the government has majority in the lower house. So there's not necessarily the same level of scrutiny. So to date, we don't have that, and I'm hoping that over the next day or two, the government will announce that they agree that some scrutiny should be established. But right now, that's not the case. And while I honestly think that the government's doing a good job, I do worry that very often civil liberties that we give up for emergencies like this, yeah, we never get back.
You think there would be, I mean, I have no problems as well as a punter sitting here that our police do need better powers to make sure, you know, we are trying to stop the curve. We want to make sure our frontline staff are being taken care of, who are taking care of us. But you think this would be put under, like, we're going to give you these extraordinary powers, but they run out in 6 months unless we renew them. You think they'd have an end date on it, an expiry date?
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's right. I had an email from someone, a constituent yesterday, where police asked to search her bags to confirm that she had been shopping.
Oh.
And I know. you know, and confirm that she bought healthy food. But I'm joking. That's the sort of powers that I do think we do need to keep a check on and to keep those balances. So I'm hopeful. And we've got existing structures. So we've got a Scrutiny of Acts and Regulations Joint House Committee that already exists. We've got an Oversight and Scrutiny Joint House Committee. We've got a Parliamentary Accounts and Estimates Committee. All of them could be tasked with the job of providing that continual oversight during this time. And I'm very hopeful that the government will heed that. Certainly the crossbench, almost all of the crossbench wrote to the government yesterday asking for this. I have fully expect that the opposition is also calling for this. I'm hopeful that the government takes the step and doesn't, you know, we don't feel like we're forcing them to do this.
That is true. Look, we do have to mention it. This is Joy, and it's very important that we probably, look, we've got Cardinal Pell happening, who's been released. I mean, what's happening there with that? Do we have anything from Spring Street, or do we have an opinion?
Look, I think the High Court made a pretty they made a unanimous judgment on the case.
Yeah.
They squashed the jury conviction, the Court of Appeals conviction, and said that there was reasonable doubt and that the jury should have found that there was reasonable doubt. You've got to respect the High Court, obviously, and respect those decisions, but I think it is a very, very sad day. And I know that I've received personal messages from many people that this has just knocked them for nine.
Mm.
Survivors of sexual abuse, people who have not been believed, who have never gone to court because they were scared of not being believed. And now we've seen this happen, that a victim of child sexual abuse has been told that he shouldn't have been believed.
You said we have to respect the decision and we have to respect that court. I can't now. Like, it's something I don't think they don't realise that they've actually hurt. I've always said that. I've said what you just said. We've got to respect the fact that there's a system and there's a, but they, the turnaround was too quick. The everything just seemed too, honestly, as someone who's in both the community that I belong to, but also with my own life experience in what I've had in my own life, I just feel like I can't respect them anymore. So to throw that I'm supposed to respect that particular court now, does that make me someone how do I deal with that? How am I supposed to deal now?
Yes, you are not alone in the way that you were thinking that way. And when you think that, you know, historical or any sexual assault charge is always difficult. And so few people come forward to take it to the courts. And to now say that the bar is even higher, particularly when you're talking about children. So this, where there are no other witnesses, of course there's no other witnesses, because pedophiles make sure there's no other witnesses.
Yes.
And rapists make sure there's no other witnesses if they can. So now we have set the bar even higher. I think that the High Court really should reconsider, they won't reconsider, but that this means, I suspect, that less people are going to come forward.
It has,
I'm
because...
Very, I'm,
as a punter, I've always looked at that, you know, we are so lucky in this country that we do, our system of courts is done by a jury of peers. So it's not just one person making the decision. And, you know, a jury did listen to it. Then the Victorian Courts of Appeal, it's basically like they've turned around and said, well, you know, your jury was wrong and the Courts of Appeal have no idea what they're doing. So we'll override your decision.
That's right. So it would be interesting to see, and I think, look, I must say, I put some stuff out on Twitter, and I cannot tell you how many hundreds of nasty people have just dumped on me on Twitter. It was a very tough day. It was a real pile on by these sort of middle-aged white men that kind of were saying things like, "Well, victims should just get over it. Just get over it." So it was horrible. But I think what we will see is the opening up of the evidence that was received by the Royal Commission,
which has been hidden now for 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And so that will be made public, and I'm pleased that will be made public. I mean, we heard some of the evidence from Pell 2 years ago, where he said it was of no matter that someone may have reported a sexual assault to him. Yeah. No matter, was not of interest to him, of no interest. So that's the type of man that we are dealing with. And I know, would have been 20 years ago that Chrissy Foster rang my home after a Four Corners program to say that Pell had kicked her out of his office when she went to report that her two daughters had been sexually abused by a priest.
Yeah, look, it hasn't been very good. Look, we are getting lots of messages here, of course, at Joy. You know, it's any wonder that the church has stayed true to form and moved the problem to try and hush it all up. Look, that's just one of the messages we're getting through. Fiona, we do have to stop. We are getting late and we're moving on. I could talk to you for, you know, 16 years, you know that. I find you very, very intelligent. And look, we won't get to talk to you for a while, but I'm going to say thank you so much. Keep the fight up there. And what was I saying for the Democrats? Keep those bastards honest.
Bastards honest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, Tom. Thanks. Yes,
you have been wonderful, and we are very proud to have you on with us. And I just want to say, for anyone, with staying on this topic for just 2 seconds, if you are a bit triggered by even what happened and how it's like the results that have come back through, we're not professionals. There are definitely professional places you can call. I want to make sure that you do know that there are places that will believe you and will listen to you. But also, if you just need to chat or air how you feel, you can always get back to us on our socials. And I know Fiona's.
Well, if you go to the Joy website, we do have numbers for the Lifelines. Remember, Lifelines number is 13 11 14. But if you go to the Joy website, you'll actually find counselling services out there that actually direct you to the LGBTIQ, if that's what you need to talk to. Please don't stay alone. Remember, you know, we've talked about it. We are in it together. We are here together. Fiona, you are a joy. We'll talk to you soon.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.